Learn how to research a foreign market before you spend serious money on an international business plan. Many people dream of taking their business to another country. The idea is exciting. New customers, new income, and a bigger name for the company. But a foreign market is also risky. Good founders research before they move, not after. This lesson uses current trade research ideas from public, export, and trade sources. The main message is practical. Compare markets, check rules, study customers, and use new technology as a helper, not as a magic answer. If you could open a business in any country, which one would you choose? What is one thing you would want to know before selling there? Have you ever bought something from a company in another country? Trade.gov recommends that international market research should begin with trade data. Trade data are numbers that show how much of a product moves between countries. These numbers help you estimate market size, demand growth or decline, and competition. For a smaller company, comparing 3 to 5 potential markets is a practical first step. Instead of asking, "Where in the world should I go?" ask a sharper question. Of these 4 countries, which one has growing demand and space for a new seller? Numbers are not enough. Country research can show underserved markets, agreements that may help your business, and restrictions you must know about before shipping or entering a market. An underserved market can be a real opportunity. Customers want something, but few companies offer it well. Agreements may make trade easier or cheaper. Restrictions can stop your plan completely if you learn about them too late. Research used to mean long trips and thick reports. Today, digital export tools can make the first steps faster. Trade.gov describes an AI chatbot in beta that is trained on export-related content and helps exporters find process information and resources. Tools like this are useful at the early stage. They can explain the process, point to resources, and help you ask better questions. But a tool gives you a map. It does not make the trip for you. Your business does not enter a market alone. It enters a world economy. Recent trade reports show both opportunity and risk. E-commerce keeps growing. Virtual sales are common in many B2B markets. And AI-related goods helped world trade grow faster than expected in 2025. At the same time, 2026 trade faces risks from transport costs, fuel costs, tariffs, and geopolitical conflict. Some East Asian economies have shown strong trade growth connected to semiconductors and high technology products, while services trade has expanded more modestly in several large economies. A founder should know which way these winds are blowing. Before investing heavily, research the full business system. Customers, local rules, taxes, permits, payments, logistics, language, localization, partners, sales channels, and customer support. None of these topics sounds glamorous, but any one of them can break a business if ignored. Founder comparison box. For country A and country B, score each item from 1 to 5. Customer demand, growing or declining? Rules, taxes, and permits, clear or confusing? Payments and logistics, easy or complicated? Language and localization, small change or big change? Partners and sales channels, available or hard to find? Customer support, can you serve people after the sale? New technology can speed up almost every part of this work. AI can summarize rules, compare markets, draft customer interview questions, translate first-pass materials, analyze reviews, and organize sales leads. For a small team, that is real help. But humans must verify everything with official sources and real customers. AI gives you a fast first draft of reality, not reality itself. The founder who treats AI as a magic answer takes risks. The founder who treats it as a hardworking assistant saves time and stays safer. What 3 things can trade data help a company estimate? Trade data can help estimate market size, demand growth or decline, and competition. Why is comparing several markets better than studying only one? What three things can country research help a company find? It can help find underserved markets, helpful agreements, and important restrictions. Which would worry you more as a new exporter? Strong competition or unclear rules? What can a digital export tool help a founder do early in the research process? It can help a founder understand the process, find resources, and ask better questions. Would you trust a chatbot's answer about export rules? How would you check it? What four risks can affect trade growth in 2026? Transport costs, fuel costs, tariffs, and geopolitical conflict can affect trade growth. How could higher fuel costs or tariffs change a small company's export plan? Name five topics a founder should research before investing heavily. Customers, local rules, taxes, permits, payments, logistics, language, localization, partners, sales channels, and customer support are all possible answers. Which checklist item do people forget most often? Give three tasks AI can help with and say what humans must still do. AI can summarize rules, compare markets, draft interviews, translate materials, analyze reviews, or organize leads. Humans must still verify with official sources and real customers. What is one research task you would never leave fully to AI? Speaking practice questions. If you compared three countries for your own business idea, what would your first research step be? How has online selling changed what it means to enter a foreign market? What is the biggest risk for a small exporter today? Where is the line between letting AI help you and trusting it too much? Opening a business abroad is not one big decision. It is a chain of small, careful decisions. Start with trade data. Compare a few markets, study each country's rules and opportunities, watch the global trade climate, and work through the practical checklist before money leaves your account. Digital tools and AI have made the first steps faster than ever, but they have not replaced judgment. The best research still ends with a human checking official sources and talking to real customers.